You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, the youngest victim of the Bondi mass shooting to be farewelled today amid anger over the government's response to anti-Semitism. Here's an Australian man's been killed in Ukraine. And in sport, Sam Kerr back to her big game best. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Graul. The youngest victim of the Bondi mass shooting will be laid to rest today. 10-year-old Matilda was among 15 people killed when two gunmen opened fire during Hanukkah celebrations at Bondi Beach. Her mother, Valentina, says she never imagined such a tragedy could happen in Australia. Her father, Michael, has explained why they chose her name.
I named her Matilda because she was our first Australian. We came here from Ukraine, and Matilda was my first born in Australia, and I thought that Matilda is the most Australian name that can ever exist.
A man will appear in court today after he allegedly made anti-Semitic threats during a flight from Bali to Sydney. Australian Federal Police officers arrested the 19-year-old after he landed at Sydney International Airport. He's been charged with threatening force or violence against members of groups. The federal government says it intends to strengthen migration laws to ensure people with anti-Semitic views cannot visit or immigrate to Australia. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite says the review of migration policies is part of the government's response to Sunday's attack at Bondi, with a full response likely to be released in the coming days and weeks. The government's been accused of failing to address anti-Semitism despite having received a report from its special envoy several months ago. It was suggested on the Today Show this morning that the PM was not welcome at the Bondi victims' funerals as a result, and the assistant minister has told Nine it's a difficult situation.
We certainly respect the wishes of the families. I understand that the Jewish community is hurting at the moment and they're grieving, and I want them to know that we're here to support them.
Meanwhile, authorities are seeking urgent clarification of reports that an Australian man has been killed fighting Russian forces in Ukraine. A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says consular officials are assisting the man's family while they wait for the report to be verified. A Telegram post in a pro-Russian channel said the man had been killed by Russian forces near Povorovsk in Ukraine on December 10. To the UK, and five people have been arrested during a protest by pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the Ministry of Justice in London. Metropolitan Police have declared they intend to take tougher action against people who use placards and chants to target the Jewish community. Chief Commissioner Mark Rowley says recent violent incidents have changed the context around such protests, and officers will now be more assertive.
The words and chants used, especially in protests, matter and have real-world consequences. We know communities are concerned about placards and chants such as Globalise the Intifada, and those using it at future protests or in a targeted way should expect the Met or Greater Manchester Police to take immediate action.
Officials in the US Department of Justice are reportedly considering a plan to take legal action against the prosecutors who pursued cases against the January 6 rioters. Former January 6 defence lawyer Ed Martin is said to have formed a working group that's held talks with at least three people charged in the Capitol attack since Trump's inauguration. Those former defendants have urged officials to pursue charges against their prosecutors. One of those prosecutors, Matthew Beckwith, says he fears this is part of a campaign of retaliation and an attempt to rewrite history.
I'm under no illusion that anyone needs to like their prosecutor. That's a very natural thing for, you know, a defendant to not like their prosecutor, to not like what's happening to them. I understand that. For that to suddenly be coming from inside the Department of Justice and to be, for this extraordinary example of political violence, to be normalized and legitimated, that was what was most shocking to me.
The broadcasting of the iconic Academy Awards is moving online. The US broadcaster ABC will continue to show the annual ceremony through to 2028, a year that will mark the 100th Oscars ceremony. But then YouTube will stream the Oscars from the following year in what's being called a seismic shift for one of television's marquee events. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Sciences says YouTube will effectively be the home to all things Oscars from that time on, including red carpet coverage, the Governor's Awards, and the Oscar nominations announcement. To sport and in football news, Matilda's skipper Sam Kerr is back to her big game best. She scored the winning goal in Chelsea's match against Wolfsburg, with the 2-1 result sending her side into the Women's Champions League quarterfinals. Kerr has also become the first Australian and just the second Chelsea player to notch 20 Champions League goals with her header in Germany. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.